This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Saturday Farm Show, our guest is Bonnie Branham, the superintendent of the horse show here at the Montgomery County Fair, and the horse show will be held on Sunday the 23rd here at the arena near Butler. Bonnie, thanks once again for joining us here on WSMI Radio, and your horse show is just huge. I mean, the field we're standing in right now, it'll be full of trucks and trailers here in about a week, 10 days. And one thing I wanted to ask you first, do you have any changes for the horse show this year?
No, everything's going to be the same as it was last year, you know, the same money and everything. And hopefully have a bigger crowd than we had last year. We had a good crowd last year, but I hope for a bigger one this time. But same announcer, and you can't hardly beat him.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Don. How'd you two first cross paths?
Oh, we first crossed paths several years ago at a horse show, you know, and got acquainted with him. And so then whenever this come up over here, why, I always got him for an announcer and a timer. And he's got quite a system on the cards. He's got a tray there. It's got four different places in it. And he keeps track of them cards as he goes along. And whenever the class is over with, he can almost tell you just a few seconds who's got what, you know, and really, really helps out. Time I get the arena work for the next class, he's got everything figured up and placed and ready to call them out.
You know, that helps in a way, as it keeps the show moving, because you've got hundreds of entries.
Yeah, it does keep it moving, but he's always got them. And even the big class, the big barrel class, the time I get worked up for the, the big barrel class is a Masters. By the time I get the arena worked again, he's got all that big one figured up, that 3D, you know, which is, there's seven places in each D, and he's got them all figured up and got the winners all tallied out.
How many events do you have planned for this year?
Nine. There's nine classes.
And it's for juniors and Masters?
Yeah, we have a youth barrel race, and then we have a pony barrels, and then we had a junior horse barrels we added in there a couple years ago, and it's horses under 5 years old. And we don't have a great lot in that class. Some of them may just prefer to just go to another class. And we don't have no trainers at this fair. And some of them ride in them young horses in that junior horse just to show them the arena, you know, and the pattern and what have you. And
so for a lot of those kids, it's their first time in a competition.
Some of them it is, yes, but a lot of them has been around, you know, it's 18 years and under, and the youth is, and the junior horse is any age on it. So a lot of them has been around for a while.
And what else have you got?
Well, we got pony barrels, and then we got it's 54 inches and under, 12 years and under, with an entry fee of $12, which is quite reasonable. And then the next class would be the youth 3D. It's 18 years and under, and that's a $15 fee. And we're playing three places in it. I mean, three divisions in it and four places. And then the next is a junior horse, and it's just one. There's no D's or nothing there. It's just straight barrel race, and it's a $12 entry fee, and the horse has to be under 5 years old. And then we got the ladies' barrels, and it's 19 years and older, and it's $15 fee, and it's paying seven places just straight. And then we got the open 2D poles, and it's a $15 class, and there's two D's in that, and playing six places in each one. And then the men's barrels is 19 and over, and it's a $15 fee, and it's just a straight barrel race too. It's paying seven places in it. And then class 566, the open 3D barrels, is a $25 fee, and $2 of that goes to the IBRA, because we're IBRA sanctioned for this show. And we're playing three different divisions and seven places in each division, which pays out quite a bit of money. And then the Masters is just a jackpot, and that's for riders 40 years and over. And a lot of them will roll their time over in the open to the masters. You know, you're allowed to do that.
You can't, or if you want to, you can take a chance and run again.
Yeah, right. If you knock a barrel down, though, you're in bad trouble.
That's right. And if you do, because you've given up the time in the earlier race, right?
Yep. And then they got a flag race, so not very many fairs have flag races anymore, but they got pretty good following in that. And it's just straight seven places. And it's a $15 fee. And then the last class is the plug race, and it's a $15 fee, and it's just straight seven places.
What's the plug race?
One lap around the arena for the fastest time.
Simple.
Go either way. You can go left hand or right hand, depending on your horse. And if you knock the end barrel down, that you go around, it's a no time. And, you know, and they cut it as close as they can cut it, you know. I think last year I had 20-some in the flags and 20-some in the poles. I should have brought that piece of paper, but I didn't. But all in all, we had a real good show last year, and hoping for the same thing this time.
Well, if someone wants to enter, how do they go about that?
Just come right over there to the announcer stand, and we got all the paperwork there, you know, and got the car. We enter on cards because Don launched them on a card instead of a tablet, because he can keep track of them.
Easier to handle that way. Yeah. And Don Northcutt's who you're talking about, your timer.
Don Hutchcraft.
Excuse me.
Yeah. And he likes the cards, so I've got probably close to 300 cards already ready to go, you know. So there'll be show bills there. There'll be a table there. And there'll be show bills there, and then they just walk up there and they fill out this card, you know.
You're talking about the stand here on the west side of the arena.
Right, the announcer stand, yes. And it's quite a deal.
And it's been really successful over the years. You've done a great job with it.
Yes, it has, yeah. We've had, a lot of times we've had over 100 head in the open class, you know. And I think we had 104 last year. I might be mistaken on the count, but... We've had several, you know, and it's a real good turnout,
and hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Yeah, we've had some wet, but we on the bill it says rain or shine, we'll run it all the way, you know. Here, I don't know, it's been probably 3 years ago we had a downpour, you know, and got an awful rain. We shut it off while it was lightning, you know, and raining. It quit raining. They said let's run it, so. Most of them stayed and run.
It's fair for everybody.
That's right. Yeah.
Bonnie, thanks for taking the time to talk with us here on WSMI.
Thank you.
The Montgomery County Fair Horse Show will be held Sunday the 23rd, starting at 10 at the fairgrounds in Butler. Thanks again to the show superintendent, Bonnie Branham, for being our guest on the Saturday Farm Show. And many thanks to all who have appeared on the Farm Show with me over the past year and a half. Angela Besh has taken over as farm director on a full-time basis, and she will keep you informed on the latest agriculture news on WSMI AM and FM. And I may sneak in to spell her once in a while. Thanks again for all the help I've received doing agriculture news on WSMI and WSMI FM. I'm Randy Prangy.